Cobra Kai Season 4, Episode 5, Match Point is over, but we are just getting started here on the post-show recaps daily Cobra Kai podcast coverage. I'm Josh Wigler. I may be the one who struck first with the daily Cobra Kai podcast, but I'm joined here on today's episode by someone who is prepared to strike firster than me. Please welcome to the Cobra Kai pod, Jason Reed. Jason, welcome to the show.
Josh, thanks for having me on.
Welcome to Wombat Do.
Yeah, I'm honored to be here. My 3Ds for a champion. Doritos, Domino's,
yeah.
Disney Plus. Those are my 3Ds.
Those are good. Those are good Ds to assign for the championship.
Yes.
Oh my God. Very important. I don't know what the 3Ds of championship podcasting are, but you could do a lot worse than what you just sketched out, Jason.
Yeah, I'm good with my 3Ds.
Jason, I would like to give you a lot of props here for the existence of the Cobra Kai podcast, because a lot of people were wanting a Cobra Kai podcast coverage, and you, sir, were the one that tipped this over the edge. It was this was the final DM that I needed to get. Jason wandered into my DMs not terribly long ago, being like, "Are you gonna do Cobra Kai or what?"
Yeah, like, you know, I gotta know.
Yeah, it's about time. It's about time that we do this. So if you've been enjoying the Cobra Kai podcasts out there, you've got Jason Reed to thank in large part.
I'll be waiting for my props on Twitter and all the social platforms. Don't rush here.
Be careful with how you use your Twitter, though, as we come to find out in this episode. Someone needs to teach Johnny Lawrence the 3Ds of operating Twitter. Really, they basically all are do not use Twitter.
That's exactly. Do not look at your at mentions.
Do block, do mute. Yeah, I think those are the ways. Jason, big Karate Kid guy.
I am. So I think I probably started my Karate Kid journey in an unconventional way, maybe. You know, my first foray into the Karate Kid was actually Next Karate Kid. with the Queen Hillary Swank.
You know, so I had mentioned on the preview podcast with Kevin Mahadeo that, okay, maybe I should go and check out the Next Karate Kid just for laughs, just in case they're setting anything up at the end of season 4. Yeah. And my wife, Emily Fox, and I tried to watch it the other day, and we had to turn it off.
Yeah, I get
it
that.
So bad.
I haven't rewatched
so
it a long time.
Like, I'd forgotten that Michael Ironside was in it, so now I'm on watch for Michael Ironside to show up here on Cobra Kai.
So, I mean, I was negative 1 years old when the first Karate Kid came out. So it wasn't really something that was big in my childhood. I think after I did Next Karate Kid, I, you know, deep dove into VHS rentals at my local Blockbuster and caught up on the Karate Kid, you know, mythos.
Yeah.
Somehow avoiding Karate Kid 3 until probably about 5 or so years ago. I think it was playing on like TNT or TBS or something. And I stumbled upon it. I was like, wait, there was a 3?
Yeah, turns out there was. It turns out it's actually fairly important to the current Cobra Kai arc. So you were pretty geared up and ready to go for Cobra Kai as a result.
Yeah, I mean, when it first came out...
Were you somebody who caught up on Cobra Kai because it had the YouTube journey at the start?
Yep, so YouTube Red, you know, it's on YouTube Red. I'm like, I'm not going to pay for YouTube Red to watch this. I'm sure I'll be able to catch it somewhere else later down the line. But then it came on Netflix, and I think I binged, you know, the first two seasons within like, I want to say a week probably.
Yeah, yeah. It plays really quickly. I know of a couple of people, and in fact, as a tease, someone who we will hear from later on in the Cobra Kai pod journey, of people who crushed the first three seasons of Cobra Kai in a matter of 2 to 3 days, maybe less. I feel like the 3 days is very, very, very bingeable. And I will admit to be, I'm struggling with the daily podcast pace. All I want to do is keep going, but I am stopping and smelling the roses. And that has been the La Roses. That's been fun as well. What have you been thinking of season 4 so far before we dig into Match Point?
So I've been thoroughly enjoying season 4. I would say if I had a criticism of it, it's a little repetitive of things we've seen before in the Cobra Kai mythos, you know.
But that's circular motion, Jason. That's how you get to
Yeah, that's
going.
How you catch the fishes.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, we've got Daniel's son, you know, stealing Johnny's surrogate kid again. We've got, he stole his real kid the first time. We've got... you know, Kenny coming in as a new kid, getting bullied, looking for karate. So it's a little repetitive, but I like that they're freshening up with certain things to make it feel a little different,
even
though the main themes are still there.
This is an episode that may find itself in that territory, right? I mean, we have been in this this tense place for the last couple of episodes, waiting for the LaRusso-Lawrence alliance to fully fracture. Johnny and Daniel LaRusso are not able to ever get this together for more than two episodes in the past, is what it seems like the pace was. And maybe we should be grateful that we had as much time with them together as we did, Jason, because by the end of Match Point, it's not just trouble in paradise anymore. Paradise lost. Miyagi-Do and Eagle Fang no more.
Seems like we've gone about two or three times of getting ready to dissolve this partnership and then a spark hitting us. I'm like, you know what? We can make this worse. But this time, it's been fully
broken. Is this
like,
for keeps? Broken. Is this for real?
I think this is done. I think it's for real. I think so much trauma has happened that we can't repair it.
Oh, it's brutal. We'll see if we can't fix this by the end of the thing. We're going to talk about all things Match Point. If you're not subscribed already, we encourage you to do so. PostyRecaps.com/CobraKaiPod so you do not miss a single thing that we're doing here on the Cobra Kai podcast. You can also send in feedback, josh@postshowrecaps.com. You can hit me up on the Twitter bots at Round Howard. Jason, how can people find you on the Twitter bots?
I am at JAYR1085.
There you go. So hit us up with all of your Cobra Kai thoughts as you are trucking along through the season. Let's talk about this episode, Match Point. Jason, it begins with answering the cliffhanger from episode four, the meeting of the four minds of Kreese and Silver, and then LaRusso and Lawrence. And it is a very chilly reunion between Daniel LaRusso and Terry Silver. But to Terry Silver's credit, Jason, he's like, listen, I've had time to think back on Karate Kid 3. All of that was really, really bad. And I definitely regret everything. If I could change the whole thing, we could go back in time and do a different Karate Kid 3. I would do that. I would go through that door.
Daniel, that was some crazy shit, huh? Wasn't that crazy what we did back then?
It's so
like,
funny.
Nah, bro, get off my property, guy. Like what happens here is like, I think Daniel unknowingly pushes Terry over the edge.
Yes.
You know, he's you know, next thing you know, Terry's gonna be going back on coke benders.
Plotting that feels the inevitable, right?
Of Daniel and his whole family. Yes.
I think it feels inevitable to me. One thing I did have this moment watching this episode, and just the more that I'm seeing modern day Terry Silver teaching the kids of Cobra Kai, the more I'm imagining in my mind's eye a version of this where Terry Silver is working for Miyagi-Do by the end of this. Am I crazy to be thinking that we could be getting a Terry Silver redemption story in the long haul here? Or do you think it's just he's going to keep falling further from grace?
I think he'll keep falling. I hope. Because here's the thing also about Cobra Kai. I would like some characters that I can just purely root against.
Yeah.
We've almost have everyone on their either have gone through their redemption car wash or is on their way to going through the redemption car wash. You know, we've even got some feelings for Kreese, you know, that we may see the soft underbelly of Kreese. I would like some characters besides like Kyler to just purely root against.
Kyler is the worst. We do at least have that to unite against. As Kyler is a very easy last place character for most of us.
I think Terry is a one and done for this season. I think, you know, and when they inevitably beat Cobra Kai, he might just walk off into the sunset.
But I feel like he talks a lot of sense on the show, a lot of sense from the sensei.
But he's on his way to going off the deep end again. He's not going to be talking a lot of sense soon, I don't think.
But he's telling Daniel, he's like, listen, what I did was not cool. And I'm not that guy anymore. I
was on a lot of coke back then.
Yeah.
I'm clean and sober.
We're telling our students no fighting before the tournament. Like that's the plan. And we're definitely, you know, trying not to start some shit. And LaRusso is the one who's saying, I don't know what padded room you crawled out of, you psychopath, but get out of here now.
But can you blame Daniel, though? Because he's heard all this before from Terry. He's been suckered by Terry before. So I don't really blame Daniel for coming at it the way he did.
And he's with Kreese, you know, and Kreese is confirmed crazy town. You know, this at this point, you know, if you've got anybody who is willingly walking into your dojo arm in arm with John Kreese, yeah, I do think benefit of the doubt is surrendered at this point. I love all the kids watching from the sidelines being like, who is that guy? He looks like a Highlander. And someone's like, no, it's the Highlander. There could only be one. All of that was really, really funny. So Kreese is mocking Johnny Lawrence for playing second fiddle to little Danny LaRusso.
Well, I think we can, I think Kreese totally won this whole confrontation here. He, for one, got, you know, Terry back on the, you know, kind of vengeful mindset. And he's kind of put, you know, this seed into Johnny's mind again, which he was probably already kind of thinking it as to, oh, you're letting Daniel run everything. You're doing your stuff at his dojo.
Right.
So I think Kreese wins this confrontation outright.
He definitely gets in Johnny's head about how the sign out front says Miyagi-Do. It doesn't mention anything about Eagle Fang.
Unless you want that sign crammed up your ass sideways. Go after your bridge partner.
Run, I don't know why run after your bridge partner completely slayed me. but just like the old people shaming of all old people play bridge, I thought was great. Yeah, Daniel LaRusso had an olive branch offered to him by Terry Silver, but Terry Silver gets in the car with Kreese. He's like, okay, yeah, we're going to have to take down that arrogant little prick. Yeah. Terry has walked back any of the goodwill he was offering up. But when they go back to Cobra Kai, Terry is the one who's instructing everybody, and he tells them no more fighting until the tournament. And everyone's like, well, what the hell? They just get to humiliate us and we don't do anything about that? Terry Silver says, no, don't waste a punch when it's not going to score a point. Just take the anger, you know, store that up.
How does that work? Do you breathe it in? How do you store to your fat deposits? Where does that go?
You huff the anger.
Okay. Yeah.
You know, you like shake up the bottle of anger and you just, you do like anger whippets. That's what Terry Silver would recommend. I don't know what Terry Silver would recommend to do with the anger.
Well, I mean, it's going up your nose.
Lines of anger.
Chop it up.
Oh my God.
Chop up all that anger on a table or a mirror and just get it all in there.
I take my anger in powdered form. But he's talking a lot of sense to them, and everybody seems to, you know, be, you know, it's these moments with Terry Silver at the lead that I'm kind of feeling like Cobra Kai is onto something right now, but Kreese does not like any of this. He's going to need some convincing.
And I mean, these are also children. They don't want to hear this nonsense. They want to let out their aggression. They don't want to store any anger.
Storing aggression is not badass. Definitely not. At this bar, this like swanky downtown LA bar, which I have no idea why they went all the way to downtown LA.
Gotta be Daniel's idea.
Gotta be. He definitely knows somebody here. And so he's catching Johnny up on the whole Terry Silver saga. And I love the Karate Kid 3 shade that's happening in this.
Can I ask you though, like, because a couple times in this episode, jumping ahead a little bit, you know, Amanda asks, Daniel tells Amanda about Terry.
Yeah.
If a is like maniacal, like karate dojo teacher, terrorized you for a long time, had the rival dojo master fake his death and then come back, wouldn't you be telling people about this all the time? I feel like I would be leading with this story for anyone who I ran into.
I for sure clocked this as it pertained to Daniel and Amanda LaRusso's relationship. That Terry Silver should not be a name that she is hearing for the first time when her oldest daughter is a junior or senior in high school.
Right. Yeah, everyone I meet, I would tell this story to.
Yes. At the very least, it does feel like this was something that Daniel should have disclosed to his wife a long time ago.
But here are my list of enemies. Like,
yeah. Before we get too involved, it's like the Scott Pilgrim thing. You're going to have to meet all of my evil ex-senseis.
I want
to
show you all these pictures. If you see any of these people walking down the street, walk the other way.
Yes.
Like, these are all people out to get me.
Johnny Lawrence not knowing Terry Silver maybe is a surprise in his own right just because of his own previous connection with Kreese. Less so about LaRusso, but Amanda not knowing who Terry Silver is a surprise. Yeah. That should have been disclosed for sure. So he says, I know how this guy works. I've seen how it works. The game has changed and we got to change with it. And I'm sorry, Johnny, but I have to take over the training.
Because Daniel's always right.
You don't love Daniel LaRusso these days, do you, Jason?
I'm not a big fan of the LaRusso clan besides Amanda.
Yeah.
All the other LaRussos can go walk into traffic as far as I'm concerned. Yeah. Like, Amanda's the only rootable figure in this family right now.
He is constantly grandstanding
He's so righteous.
On the one leg to Johnny. And Johnny goes, okay, here we go. We're doing this, huh? It's all about your dojo. I was Cobra Kai's best student. One lucky kick doesn't make you the best fighter.
Johnny's got a point there. He's got a point. And as far as Daniel goes, almost every fight he's ever been in, he's almost lost. Yes. Like won by a last second, you know, punch or kick or something. So Daniel's not one to be throwing around his bona fides here, I think.
Yeah.
As Johnny mentions, you know, they just let you through to the finals a year after you beat me. So you didn't really have to like go through the whole gauntlet of people to get to the finals.
That's pretty cheap. This is where we get LaRusso mocking Johnny. Whoa, so what happens if they strike first, you'll strike firster? That was a good dig from LaRusso. Yeah. But they basically get to this first of all, there's the hipster bartender who's asking them to calm down. I just love shut the F up, beat it.
Yeah, we got our first F bomb.
Yeah.
We allowed one the season, maybe.
Yeah. Johnny just telling him to shove off was hysterical. That really, really killed me. But he's like, we never fought to the finish. So let's finish the fight. Let's do it tournament style. First to three wins and takes over the training.
Didn't they kind of fight to the finish in the first movie? Or am I?
I mean, they kind of did, didn't they?
I was confused about that. I was like, I thought you did.
It's kind of over, you know, but he wants the rematch. So it's going to be tomorrow, sundown on the sparring deck. Me and you, and Johnny leaves after throwing a crumpled $3 down on the bar.
He knows Daniel's got it.
Yeah.
You know, Daniel, don't dine and dash.
Man, it was it's on the Yellow Jackets podcast that we're also doing week daily here on Post Show Recaps, where we were talking about don't go to hotel bars because they're going to upcharge you beyond belief. This looked like a hotel bar. The $3 should have cleared the Coors, I feel like.
Johnny's like, $3? This would have got me like three beers where I usually go drink.
Yeah, the $3 should have cleared for that Coors Original. Definitely ridiculous. So LaRusso is going to stick around. He's got more drinking to do. He's far from finished here. When we go to school, look at Hawk's new hair. I hope that sticks around.
Whoa. Too soon?
Sorry.
I don't want to jump ahead, but okay. So like we're at school, right? So before last episode, I kind of thought maybe they weren't going to school anymore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because like maybe they were all online learning, not because of COVID, but because, you know, like another karate fight might break out.
Well, they did say in the previous episode, Jason, that they had to remove everything from the high school that could be considered a dangerous weapon. Are these students themselves not dangerous weapons now?
My hands are lethal weapons, bro.
Yeah. So they maybe all need to be removed from the premises.
I tell you, online learning, that's the way to go.
No,
karate fights and online learning.
Get them
just
out
digital
here.
Ones.
Look at Dimitri. Dimitri may be MVP of Cobra Kai.
Play-a.
Dimitri with Yasmin once again. But on top of the fact that he and Yasmin got together by virtue of Dimitri just being himself, which is a fantastic lesson that should be broadly applied. And on top of that, Jason, Dimitri has just the full dossier on Terry Silver. He took one picture of him and then like gamed out this beta facial recognition software or whatever. Dimitri, you're a super genius.
He's the man.
The Donatello of Cobra Kai.
Once upon a time, we did a Power Rangers podcast.
I recall.
And some guy named Chapel or Chappelle or something.
Mm-hmm.
And Dimitri's definitely the Billy of the crew.
Oh, yeah. No doubt. In the full extent that he would be like one of the last Rangers standing, original cast members. Like everyone else on Cobra Kai will leave. Dimitri will stay for all of this. I'd forgotten about Moon, Hawk's ex. Who he is hoping to reignite the flame with Moon.
Is this the last time we'll see Yasmin? Like, does she come and do a drive-by and then like, hey, I'm still alive in this universe.
I do feel like that's what they did. Yeah, I do feel like she was like, hey, so I have to go to Australia.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to be here in time for the season finale.
I hear I got my day rate for two lines and I'm out.
Yeah. Look, if that's what they got to do to keep the character in play, sure, that's fine. I'm not here for Dimitri's heartbreak.
Yeah, you're already batting 1,000, pal. You can take a break for a minute.
So they go and they find Miguel, and Miguel says, "Guys, I've got really bad news. It's pretty clear that there's some trouble with the senseis. Just look at Johnny's Twitter feed, and you see that Johnny has just been drunk tweeting." let's go, LaRusso. It's over. You and me, LaRusso, sundown.
Well, I mean, for Johnny to only have one follower, like that's all Miguel, right? He's got to get everybody else hip to the Twitter account. I mean, it's got to be some Twitter gold here.
Maybe
drunk or not.
It is possible, though, Jason, that Miguel is a really good, solid dude looking out for Johnny Lawrence by not signal boosting.
To your old man rantings on Twitter.
He might be doing him
get you canceled.
But it's gotten to the point where, with Miguel being the only one to shock absorb all of Johnny Lawrence's Twitter energy, he needs to tell other people about it. I think that Sensei Lawrence probably getting triple digits followers based on this tweet storm, because everybody in town is going to be paying attention to this. So at LaRusso Auto, Daniel is nursing a horrible hangover. And he is made aware of the tweet storm by Amanda, and he goes, "Oh, well, listen, it's probably fine. I'm sure Johnny's not taking this seriously." Cut to a glorious 80s montage of Johnny Lawrence punching cinder blocks, beating up dudes on scooters, punching ocean. Waves, in the burning hot. Yeah.
So this started a very interesting theme for the episode of like showing flashbacks of all the times that Johnny has been quote unquote wronged by Daniel. Mm-hmm. And we'll get a one from Daniel later about being wronged by Johnny, which I think is very interesting about showing the perspectives of these two and how, you know, how they look at their rivalry.
Yeah.
Which is kind of a theme for the show, but
totally. You know. Justice is in the eye of the beholder, I suppose, right? You know, that's one of the strengths of the show is the way that it relitigates the past. And that is the whole theme of the show is like everyone is stuck in these cycles. Everybody is in the koi fish pond. Yeah. Everyone's just trying to catch the fish first. And no one's able to do it because they just like can't get out of these patterns. But eventually, someday, it'll close in. It has to. Mm-hmm. But the montage killed me. And kicking so mailboxes funny. And everything. Just, the eagle howling at the end was absolute fantastic. Magic. Absolute magic.
If this show can do one thing well, it's montages, which is like the classic 80s staple. So I'm glad they're on their game on that.
We yada yada past the you guys are gonna have to throw down at the Okinawa Corral of it all. But I did love this from Amanda. We talked about a little bit of like, are there any other Cobra Kais who are gonna come out from the past to destroy our lives? And LaRusso's like, no. Well
yeah.
Maybe.
Like we said, like, how have you not talked about this whole your whole relationship with Amanda? Like, it's crazy that she doesn't know about these people, that these crazy characters you run into in your life.
Yeah.
What do y'all talk about?
But there's a lot of friction within the LaRusso family right now. Later, we see that Daniel, it's later in the day, he's going to call Johnny to apologize. But again, and this is mirroring Johnny from earlier in the season where he says, don't apologize. It shows weakness. And Samantha comes home. She says, I played the cramps card and came home. LaRusso goes, the cramps card. and she, you know, she says, everybody's talking about this fight that you guys are going to have later. I don't think that you should be doing that. You know, Johnny's got a point. He says, Johnny's got a point. Johnny's wrong. And she says, no, it's different. Doesn't mean that it's wrong. And so they were having a lot of disagreement about the value of Eagle Fang, that Miyagi-Do is all about avoiding fights. But Samantha LaRusso says, listen, a psychopath attacked me with nunchucks. Sometimes you can't avoid a fight. So she likes Eagle Fang. She wants Eagle Fang to succeed. She's, you know, starting. She jumped from the rooftop to the other rooftop. She wants to keep clearing rooftops with Johnny Lawrence.
I want to jump over all the rooftops, Dad. Yeah. So, you know, it's interesting that Daniel kind of in this argument brings up her, you know, antagonizing Tori at the kid's birthday party. I was kind of bummed we didn't see the Amanda Sam conversation about this, which I guess has already happened. But
yeah,
you know, it's I'm no fan of Sam. I've made that clear.
Yeah.
But I think she has a point here where it's, you know, it can't be just one technique. It's got to be a mixture of all of them. Because, you know, as we know, Robbie is teaching them Miyagi-Do over at Cobra Kai. Yeah. So they're already ready for Miyagi-Do and just Miyagi-Do. But let me tell you, if I talk to Sam if I talked like Sandoz to her parents, to my parents, I wouldn't be here with you today, Josh. Yeah. I'd still be in a coma.
Yeah. She gets away with a lot. She really, really does. It is, I think, a good point to just take a beat to assess what the landscape is right now, halfway through the season. We see Robbie Keane is teaching Miyagi-Do to Cobra Kai, Miyagi-Do to defeat Miyagi-Do. No one on the Miyagi-Do and Eagle Fang side of the line, Eagle-Do is completely out of the loop on that. Mm-hmm. They have no idea that their tactics are being supplied to Cobra Kai Prime. This feels very bad. Definitely, especially with the breakup at the end of this episode, I'm definitely thinking Cobra Kai is going to win All Valley right now.
But I think that the dissolution is going to be okay, because at this point, both sides have kind of really gone through the other side's techniques. I think they're still going to be okay with, you know, having both sides mixed in, maybe to the chagrin of their senseis, but I think they're going to still use those techniques in their fighting in the All Valley tournament.
Yeah, but I guess, I don't know, how much are Kreese's tactics and what he and Terry Silver are instilling in their students things that Johnny himself, because you know, Johnny's style of badassery feels a lot more unvarnished than what you get from John Kreese. But maybe that's the point. Maybe, you know, when everybody else is, you know, supplying all these rigorous moves of Miyagi-Do against Miyagi-Do, maybe it really is the Eagle Fang that comes in with their instinct, not talons, to save the day. That could be it. I don't know.
Cobra Kai is relying on them using only Miyagi-Do. Maybe they don't realize themselves that they're incorporating Eagle Fang into their repertoire. But
there's a whole half that they're not taking into account.
Right. You know, up until last episode, I wasn't even sure that like Johnny and Daniel even knew what Robbie was doing, because you know, we get the confrontation between Robbie and Johnny last episode, and it's like you didn't hear any mention of them checking on Robbie or wondering what Robbie's doing. But I think now you gotta at least think, like, what's he doing over there? But I don't know.
Gotta think about it. All right. Well, what we're doing over here, we're talking Cobra Kai. We're gonna take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we are gonna finish out the recap of Match Point. And oh God, we have to see these two men fight each other. I don't like seeing dads fighting. We're gonna have to watch them fight. We'll be back in just a second. Stay tuned. All right, it is time to go to Cobra Kai, Jason. The three D's that make you a champion: desire, devotion, discipline. I cannot give you those first two. I can give you the last one. You must be willing to receive it. I love Sensei Silver. I don't know if I'm a psychopath, Jason, but I think Sensei Silver's great.
We haven't gone off the deep end yet, though, Josh. I'm still waiting for the first, really dirty, underhanded thing he's going to try and teach them, because he's desperate to win now.
This is the pro and the con of doing the stop down, talk about every single episode individually of a binge release, because there are people who are listening to these podcasts who have already binged the whole thing.
Like, you fools, you don't know what Terry's doing.
And I'm out here every episode being like, Terry Silver has a point. Terry Silver's kind of great. Meanwhile, he's like going to kill a kid by the end of the season.
I just have to wonder what, by the end of the season, what Kreese and Terry's relationship is going to be like. Cause you know, as Terry is like teaching his kids, Kreese is just like glaring at him. Like, bro, like this is, you're making him soft.
He doesn't love it. He really doesn't. He, you know, like I'm all about, what Terry Silver is talking about here, but John Kreese, we need to have a talk, Terry. We got to talk about how we're doing business here. Cause maybe careful what you bought here, John. So he's not loving it. Meanwhile, the other students of Cobra Kai are definitely still frustrated that they are not allowed to fight back against the people who stranded them in the baseball diamond to get covered in sprinklers, which really feels like a personal problem.
I mean, and to be honest, like, was it that bad? Like,
it wasn't that bad.
Like, were y'all really that like hurt by that?
It could have been worse. Yeah. It could have been worse. They have an idea though. Just because we can't fight doesn't mean we can't get payback. Spoiler alert. They kind of break the no fighting rule.
Yes, for sure. Like that's not even like up for like, you know.
I thought maybe there was going to be some sort of clever hijinks to ensue here, Jason. But no, they literally
they went in brute force.
They go in brute force. And they by a measure of at least 5-1. they table a man, a young man, and shave his head against his will. That's a fight.
Yeah, that's fighting. Let's be clear.
In a court of law, that's assault.
You have thrown hands and feet.
Yeah. And I not to we did kind of blow past it, but it is worth noting that during his own training for the Sundown Showdown, Johnny Lawrence absolutely just like straight up assaulted a man. He just beat up a total bystander on a scooter
and broke the scooter. That's also destruction of public property.
I don't think that'll come back to bite him, but you never know. No. Meanwhile,
that's the villain for the next season.
He goes in the next episode. We see him like Kenny rolling up to Cobra Kai, keep getting my scooter stolen.
At the end of the season, there's a shadowy figure in the Cobra Kai doorway. We look at him like, who is this guy? Flashback to getting thrown off the scooter. Johnny.
Just a scooter montage.
Ready for revenge.
Yeah. Oh my God. Season 5 is going to be lit. Scooters
I hurt my
everywhere.
My foot elbow when I hit the ground.
Yeah. So at his apartment, Johnny is excited to show Miguel that he's figured out how to defeat the crane kick. Who knew that the key to defeating the crane kick was just a shoulder to the balls, Jason?
I feel like that's how you defeat pretty much any move ever, anywhere.
Yeah. Yeah. I figured out how to counter the crane kick. I'll just drop down. Just shoulder him in the balls. Just no. Bow, bow, bow. God, I love Johnny so much. Miguel is saying, I don't want you guys to fight. He's like, what? But fighting's badass. Like, but so is Miyagi-Do.
This is basically a mirror of the same conversation that, you know, Sam had with Daniel. So, I mean, we got to get both sides of it, which makes sense, but.
Yeah, they're trading students, right? They're trading kids. Definitely seems to be the thing. I mean, by the end of the episode, Miguel is still with Eagle Fang and Sam is still with Miyagi-Do. But if this divorce is finalized, if the separation holds, I think we will see an exchange of the children.
Yeah, I think probably by the time the All-Valley tournament comes up, we'll see them on separate sides.
Yeah, I think that sounds likely to me. But Johnny's sad, you know, because he wants Miguel to just be rooting for him, you know. Yeah. But Miguel likes LaRusso now, and Johnny is a very large child who doesn't have the emotional bandwidth to handle that Miguel may take value from multiple people who are not just Johnny Lawrence. All right, so we go to Daniel LaRusso's own training montage. When in doubt, he has to talk to the ghost of Mr. Miyagi. I don't know what to do, Mr. Miyagi.
So I know this is a trope in like, you know, TV shows and movies, but if you walk in on someone talking to a picture, how fast are you going to get them to some mental help?
I'm definitely concerned. Has this happened to you in your life, Jason, that you've just walked into a room and a loved one is consulting a picture out loud?
No, it's never happened, and I'd be very worried.
Does like, this happen?
I don't think this ever happens. I can say that I've like looked at things and thought things in my mind.
Yeah.
But I've never out loud said things in a room with no one else in it but a picture.
Mr. Miyagi, I need your help. I need you to show me the way. Sam walks in. Dad,
what are you doing? So Dad, let me ask you, are you just talking to
are
the
you
picture
all right?
or Mr. Miyagi actually there?
Sam, I'm really stressed out, okay? I'm not hurting anybody by talking to the picture.
But you're worrying us.
But I'm worried, Dad. I'm worried too, Sam.
You don't know how much stress I'm under.
Don't you know? I had to go to Okinawa to save the company. I'm still not over the jet lag.
I'm my old friend. Don't tell your mother I said that. Yeah. We flirted a little bit. But,
Oh, God. I had to think about all the different ways my life could have gone if I had just stayed. And it
turns out my children are assholes.
Yeah. Don't you know what your brother's doing to that poor boy?
Poor
so
Kenny.
If I just want to talk to a picture, cut me some freaking slack.
Let me talk to my picture in peace, please. Leave me and Mr. Miyagi alone.
I'm fine.
He's helping me.
He's helping all of us. So he didn't want it to come to this. None of us did. And it still doesn't have to, you fool. You keep pushing it. So we're seeing the montage of how Johnny's ideas are dangerous for my students, for my daughter. Fighting him is the only way to move forward.
My way is the only right way.
What has to happen here, Jason? What has to happen here to achieve peace?
To So peace between Daniel and Johnny.
Yeah,
I think once they dispense of the Cobra Kai in its current, you know, form, I think there will be a kind of calm peace. They won't be friends, but they won't necessarily be enemies anymore. I think that's what's going to happen. If I had to guess, I don't think there's going to be a coming together before the All Valley tournament. I think they're going to be at the All Valley tournament as separate dojos, and yeah, they'll all be toward the same goal of defeating Cobra Kai. Maybe there'll be a moment where they have to decide, like, you know, do we fight each other or do we fight Cobra Kai? And I think maybe that will be a pivotal moment in the season.
Daniel LaRusso needs to
stick out of his ass.
Yeah, he definitely needs the sideways sign needs to be removed.
Get it out of there.
I think that Daniel needs to say, you know what, Johnny, how about this? We're Eagle Fang now. We get to you got it. We're Eagle
Johnny
Fang.
Daniel has way too much pride and ego to do that.
It's right Eagle Fang.
Now.
Ego Fang. It's Eagle Fang now. We're Eagle Fang. That's great. Can I still teach them Miyagi-Do, though? And they'll be like, yeah, that's great. But it's called Eagle Fang. Dude. And I was like, yeah, it's called Eagle Fang now. You know what? Who cares about a name? Miyagi-Do is a tradition that transcends the name. And Daniel LaRusso, maybe if he's taking the teachings of Miyagi to heart, can rise above the branding.
Can I at least get an Eagle Fang presented by Miyagi-Do?
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe we can share the billing.
Possibly. Maybe it's that the campus is called Miyagi Dojo, but the team is Eagle Fang. Because Johnny Lawrence is not mature enough to make a concession here.
Not at all.
If anyone's going to concede anything, it's got to be Daniel LaRusso.
But these two guys are so hell-bent on not.
Yeah.
No one backing down. I think, but like you said, if anyone's going to do it, I think it has to be Daniel.
It has to be Daniel. He has to be the one who realizes it first. It will never be Johnny Lawrence. Conceding is not badass. All right. How about this? Dinner time. Special scotch for my special friend. Chris just wants water. I'll have the water, please. That's all I want. I just want the water tonight. And Terry wants to know. It's a special occasion.
Drink.
You're going to drink with me. It's going to be great. And John Kreese is like, so I do need to talk to you about what you're teaching my students. We never back down from a fight. So why aren't we allowed to fight? What's going on? We always strike first. And Terry Silver says, well, sounds like you already did strike first. You stole that man's child.
You stole his boy, which you is like his... another overriding theme of this whole series. We're stealing people's sons out here. But he's definitely got a point, I think. But they haven't really rubbed it in. I think that's the next step in Cobra Kai's, you know, plan here to kind of rattle Miyagi-Do / Eagle Fang is to really just rub it into probably both Johnny and Daniel's faces that we have your son.
Yeah.
And we're going to corrupt him more than he's already is.
That is probably the move. It's like, we've got your boy. We've got Robbie. Do you know what we want to know what Robbie did today? He was such a good student today. Oh, you should have seen. Oh, but yeah, he's not talking to you anymore. He only talks to us. We're his dads now.
Because we're awesome Cobra Kai and you guys suck as dads.
Yeah, that's what they should do.
So do we, but we don't claim we're awesome dads.
Yeah, yeah, we're also bad dads, but he likes a bad dad now. So he says that, you know, you've got everybody wrapped up in the old drama. You've got all it, and like you're out of control with all of this. It doesn't look like you've got control from where I'm sitting, says Terry Silver. And then John Kreese says, well, it wasn't long ago that where you were sitting was at a vegan tofu brunch. He has not gotten over the vegan tofu skewers. John
he
has gotten
over his experience there at the.
He's still scandalized by all of that.
You know, he's seen his old friend in some not great positions.
Some
in
dark places.
It's a dark place. You're eating tofu, man.
Yeah, the tofu cubes were a bridge too far.
Killer tofu.
Yeah, killer tofu. That would be a good name for a dojo.
Yeah.
Yeah, teach me the real beats down.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Doug throwback.
Doug land? Doug would be Miyagi-Do.
Oh, of course. Doug is all about Miyagi-Do. Doug may be a...
Roger is the Johnny Lawrence of the Doug universe.
Oh, my God. I think we just came up with a new series here, Josh.
Yeah.
Doug, 30 years later.
Yeah. What was the name of the dog again?
Pork Chop.
Pork Chop Kai?
Yeah.
That's happening in 10 years. We'll be here for it. Wait, didn't they do an adult Doug?
No, they rebooted. They did
like a
Doug.
Like a teenage Doug, didn't they?
He was aged up like a few more years, but it wasn't. I don't think it was teenage. I think he was just like a little older. Because I
remember
that was
encountering
like...
it one time when I was indisposed some years ago, and thinking that
I don't think I want to know.
I was indisposed in some capacity, and I wandered upon like teenage Doug, which I almost called adult Doug, which would have had a very different connotation.
Doug.
I'm sorry for incepting that to anybody.
I was watching and I was like, am I okay? Am I on acid right now?
Am I all right? Am I seeing what I think I'm seeing, that they're doing teenage adult Doug?
But it went from, I think it went from like ABC to Disney, I think, or Nickelodeon to Disney or something like that. Yeah. And he was aged up a couple more years. Like Patty Manius had a different haircut.
Weird.
I think they were in high school now.
Then they did Rugrats all grown up.
They did that for sure. That was
some uncanny valley shit.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. That was weird.
Chucky Kai. So Terry Silver's trying to tell Kreese, listen, more than anything, all I want to do is to finish what we started, but we need to win. And in order to win, we have to forget all of this petty bullshit. We have to get over the past. We got to focus on our students. And if we do that, everything else is going to fall into place. If we do that, then LaRusso and Lawrence lose. Miyagi-Do is shut down. And Johnny will rue the day he ever left Cobra Kai. And Kreese seems to be on board with that. And yet, I still can't help but wonder if this isn't enough to satisfy his bloodlust.
I think inside Kreese is like, sure, we'll do this.
Yeah.
But I'm still going to, you know, force my perspective on these kids in some kind of way, maybe behind your back. But I think Terry talks a good game now, but I think Terry is like I've been saying, I think he's on a slow descent to
rebound. Slippery slope.
Yeah.
Slippery slope. So despite the fact that he's got a fairly reasonable approach to this right now, it is falling on deaf ears where the Cobra Kai's are concerned. They come and find Hawk.
Oh boy.
Who's just coming into the tattoo parlor for a touch up.
He's going to ask his girlfriend's name, or his ex-girlfriend's name is Moon, correct? Yeah, so he's going to ask Moon to the prom, which I think the prom is going to be our next big like set piece before the tournament.
Yeah.
So I think that's probably where we're going to get some good action there. But yeah, he's asking his ex to the prom, and then we get a attack, which is a fighting attack, like we've been saying.
This is a fight. Cobra Kai comes in and they fight him. They like punch him. There's some fighting. Then they strap him down to the table. They hold him down. And Robbie Keane busts out.
I thought you were better than this, Robbie.
The Trinity Killer's signature weapon. He's got the razor blade.
Now we've seen this show take some pretty like dark turns.
I was like, what's he gonna do? Is he about to skin the tattoo off his back?
I didn't know.
To the show's credit, I didn't think Mohawk first.
Right. Yeah. I didn't know what exactly was gonna happen here. Like, I didn't know, like, are you gonna carve something into his arm or something? Like, what are you gonna do here? And you know, they took off the Mohawk, which is like, you know, probably
of the options of the, available. Yeah.
More probable options when you take out a switchblade like that to do with it.
Yeah.
But still devastating, I'm sure, to
just because we can't fight doesn't mean we can't do an assault.
But let's tackle this for a minute. Like, we stood out in a field and got, you know, had a sprinkler rain on us, and this is the acceptable retaliation. I think you're going a little overboard there.
It's
Cobra
over
Kai.
The line. It's over the line. Robbie Keane, do you want to go back to jail? Do you want to spit in the face of the security guard in the computer lab yourself? Who I'm sure deserved it. But do you want to do that, or do you want to not go back there? If you don't want to go back there.
I thought we were toeing the line with Robbie. I thought we were in a place where he was becoming more of the lighter force in Cobra Kai. But this is really taking him back to the old dark days.
This is like Samantha LaRusso clearing rooftops. We have vaulted from one rooftop over a clumsily arrayed alleyway of mattresses to the next rooftop. This is a huge escalation from I'm going to teach Cobra Kai Miyagi-Do to defeat Miyagi-Do. And also, Kenny, you're a good kid and I'm going to show you some moves.
Yeah.
We have pole vaulted past all of that, which is understandable and relatable and in some ways maybe even a good thing. And now we are chopping off people's hair against their will.
To some kid's head.
And we're assaulting a human.
That's not good.
It's not great. It's not.
We're gonna hold a bad transformation.
We're gonna hold this poor boy down and cut his hair off at the tattoo parlor. It's too much.
It's way too much.
Robbie Keane, you were getting me back. Now I'm not
taking a few steps back there, Rob. You're gonna have to do a lot. You gotta do a lot to win this.
It's gonna be hard to come back from this. Okay, it's time for the showdown. Johnny shows up. All the kids are here. So what are they doing here? And LaRusso says, "This is what happens when you put me on blast on Twitter, man. This is what happens when you broadcast your life on social media.
The youths love the Twitter.
Yeah,
and you just put it all on there.
Yeah." You just tweeted it out. I was working on it for a year. And he says, there's a better way to do this, Johnny. We don't have to do this. And he says, LaRusso, don't you ever think you're wrong about anything?
No, he doesn't. I'm Daniel LaRusso.
I'm the main character. I'm the main character.
I was taught by Mr. Miyagi, so yeah. I'm right about everything.
And if you've got questions about that, you could talk to him yourself. Mr. Miyagi's dead. Yeah, but you could talk to his picture.
He's right here. I keep him in my back pocket. I keep a little mini Mr. Miyagi.
He has like a wallet-sized photo.
Here, so tell Mr. Miyagi what you're thinking, Johnny. Yeah. What? What are you talking about, bro? Are you okay?
You're right. I'm not. I'm under a lot of stress.
Things are happening.
It's not good. So they both want what's best for the kids. And so beating each other up in front of them is probably
best. That's what's best, yes. Showing two grown men beating the crap out of each other is the example you want to show the children.
Showing these children that there is no way to settle our beef other than to fight each other for supremacy is the way.
So once Hawk got, once we are assuming something bad has happened to Hawk, I was waiting like every second for this to be stopped by Hawk walking in.
No.
I'm actually a little surprised that they went through most of it.
They went through the whole thing.
I kind of wish they would have cut it off before what happens.
Right. So because it is a game of back and forth, right? There, it's a good rally. Johnny gets the first point, he strikes first. I do love that Ass Face is doing the sports commentary through all of this.
So it's a little reminiscent of the finale fight in Karate Kid 1. Like I watched the fight of Karate Kid 1 between Johnny and Daniel just to compare. And that's a little, there's definitely some similarities there.
In the choreography?
Yeah, so there's a little bit there, which is very interesting and fun.
Yeah, I mean, like the past is never really dead, I think, on this show. So LaRusso gets the next point. He gets the second point as well, so it's 2-1 LaRusso. And then he starts doing the thing that he learned in Okinawa. Mm-hmm. He starts doing like the nullification. Yeah.
That you've got taught by Chosen, the numbing of the arm,
yeah.
I guess.
Yeah. But it's not enough to stop Johnny Lawrence for what it's worth.
Can't stop Johnny with that crap, man.
You know, a one-legged Daniel LaRusso beat Johnny Lawrence back in the day, and here a one-armed Johnny Lawrence is able to get the better of LaRusso. He's able to rebound from that. And he's got any more dirty tricks up your sleeve? You're the one with the dirty tricks.
Bro, that was like 30 years ago.
Yeah. So Johnny still wins that point. Next point wins. And it is so slapsticky.
It's such a cop out, and that made me mad. I was like, I was hoping that before that point started, that Hawk would walk in and they would stop everything and be like, "Oh my God, what's wrong with Hawk?" Yeah. Like that would have been the perfect moment to stop everything and just like forget the fight. Something bad's happened to our guy. But like this was a cop out. I did not like this part of it at all.
Yeah. Instead, one gets kicked in the face and one gets punched in the chest and they both fall at the exact same time. It was maybe worth it for Johnny to be like, play the other angle.
Well, listen, like, here, I agree with Johnny. Like, you have a whole crowd of children.
How do we not
like,
have y'all full coverage?
Like, none of y'all had this out, like, screaming, like, world star, like, when we're, like, fighting in the middle of it. Like,
now, look, I'm out here saying that Johnny Lawrence, top 3 TV character of all time. You've got Walter White, you got Tony Soprano, you got Johnny Lawrence. I'm out here saying that we don't need any other stories anymore. Much like James Cameron only doing Avatar movies, we could just do away with all fiction and tell Johnny Lawrence stories for the rest of time. Having said that, I think LaRusso hit first. Looked like LaRusso hit first.
That's what I thought when I first saw it.
And I hate to admit it, because I'm a Johnny Lawrence guy every day of the week.
So yeah, I think Daniel probably won that, but we can't be positive, can't be sure. It was a split second decision. But I wish that part of it hadn't happened, because that's kind of a cop out as far as I'm concerned. I never thought that this fight was going to end with a clear winner. Like, I never went into this thinking that that was going to happen, because it just doesn't.
And it's halfway through the season. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just too soon. But now Hawk shows up. Eli, your hair.
Yeah. What happened, bro?
Cobra Kai.
Well, he's just like, I decided to cut it off. What's the big deal?
Yeah.
Like, why do you think something bad happened?
It was actually pretty heavy, and I had to keep greasing it up, and I was throwing off my balance.
Doorways.
Yeah. Poor Hawk. Can we call him Hawk anymore? Is he still Hawk without the mohawk?
He's Eli now.
Ah, Eli.
I think this might be the best for Hawk.
To lose the mohawk, you think?
Yeah, I think he can kind of find a new middle ground between who he was, you know, who Eli was and who Hawk was. Like, he could find a new middle ground. He could be, you know, Eli Hawk or something. Eli, I don't know.
Eli Fang. Ewok. Yeah. It could be. So this, once again, though, it doesn't settle anything. If anything, it just kind of deepens the rift. Of this only happened because they went and they pulled pranks as opposed to standing their ground and fighting them. And Samantha, who really does, I feel like Sam LaRusso is just constantly ping-ponging back and forth between we fight too much and we don't fight enough.
Yeah.
You know, she said, Sam's we gotta fight back.
She's a little wishy-washy for sure.
Didn't she try this where she's like, if we don't fight back, they'll keep coming back? Didn't you try that? And didn't Dimitri get his arm broken?
Right. Listen, like in the like real talk, like Hawk getting his hawk cut, not as bad as getting like the shit beat out of you.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, it's something, but you know, it was bad to happen to Hawk for sure. But you know, would you rather have gotten, you know, totally beat up?
You know, part of me thought that this was going to be, oh man, we got to settle our differences. Otherwise, we're all going to get our heads shaved.
That's definitely what I thought.
We're all going to get straight razored.
For a moment, I thought this would solidify them and be like, we got to put our shit aside. And for the fourth time, we have to regroup and put our efforts back into this. But no, this was a fracture.
Daniel LaRusso, the audacity of this guy being like, you see the influence you've had on my daughter?
I love the voice you're putting on, Daniel.
You see what you've done? Do you see what you did? You want my daughter acting like you? It's like, how many of Johnny's actual kids and, you know, student children have you just, without any kind of consultation with Johnny, just taken completely under your wing?
Right. How dare you? Newsflash, Daniel. Sam was a little bit of a jerk before Johnny got his hands on her. Okay. If anything, he taught her a little more self-confidence.
How dare you? Anyway, so Johnny says it's over. It's done. Eagle Fang's with me. And the full Eagle Fang crew does leave. I thought that we were going to have a different outcome here.
I thought we were going to have some defections, maybe. I wasn't sure. And I have to also question, like, can I get an official roster of these like factions, because I feel like we see a lot of red shirts in training, like we don't know the names of most of them, but then like five kids walk away with Johnny and five kids stay with Daniel. Like, I could have sworn we saw like 20 kids at some point training there. Like, they all just red shirts we're never going to know the name of. Like,
yeah, I there's all sorts of people who are on this show who I will never identify by name. You know, I could probably take the time to learn every character's name, but I'm not doing that on Cobra Kai. there's a bunch of kids that like Eagle Fang more than Miyagi-Do, and that's it. But it's
like the two kids that are like red shirt plus, which is like Ass Face and like, who's the other kid? Black kid. Like,
there's that kid, and then there's the blonde kid with the glasses who we talked about last time.
What was it, Nate? I think
maybe.
Like,
oh yeah, there
five
was
five Nates long and 14 the Nates wide or something.
Maybe that's it. Everybody has to be used as a unit of measuring something, and then I will remember their name, because I'll remember Nate forever now.
So they're like red shirt plus, but they're like pure red shirts that we have never known their name. We've never heard them talk. They're just filler.
May this be a thing that is rectified in the episodes ahead, the clarity on some of these characters. So that's how it ends. It doesn't seem like there's any changeover in terms of allegiances, but all the kids seem disappointed with the outcome. No one is thrilled about this. I'm certainly bummed, Jason. I don't like to see Daniel and Johnny fighting anymore. I want them to work this out. Want them to be together, but I guess you need drama.
Yeah, of course. Like, so I think there's going at the end, by the end of the season, going to be an uneasy piece. And I think the kids are going to kind of take that into their own hands and be like, I'm going to use both techniques in the All Valley tournament, you know, despite what Johnny and Daniel probably want.
Yeah. So that's it. That's Match Point. Episode 6 is called Kicks Get Chicks.
Ooh. I hope we get more Kenny next episode. I'm really interested in Kenny and his plight because Kenny's very relatable. So I hope we get more of him next episode because he was very absent in this episode.
Kenny missing in action in this episode. I love Kenny as well. Hopefully we'll get Kenny in the next episode. Jason, how about you stick around? We'll talk episode 6 together. And if Kenny shows up, we've got Kenny to talk about. And if Kenny doesn't show up, we'll survey the Kenny story arc through 6 episodes of Cobra Kai.
That sounds delightful, and I will be here for that.
All right, Jason, coming back for the episode 6 recap. Hit up Jason on the Twitter bots. Again, it's JR and a mess of numbers. You'll have to remind me.
Yeah, I swear I'm not a spammer.
Got to rebrand it.
That's something I've been going through the last couple of years.
I'm not going to push you really hard on it, unlike other podcasters, what they might say. But
whoever I had that conversation with, trust me.
I may have a suggestion for you.
Oh, I would love to hear that. So it's at JAYR1085. I swear I'm not a spam robot.
Yeah. That might be what a spam robot says.
True. I could be an artificial intelligence here.
Spam robot sounds tasty. Yeah. Just a robot generating.
Sounds like
spam.
Something Johnny would put into his man.
Oh, yeah. How do you feel about Johnny's eating habits? I feel like I should be asking more people about this. Yeah.
It's gross, but he does the cardio to keep up with it. You know.
I guess. Yeah. Once we start getting into bags of spam, I'm really going to have to break through my TV screen and have a conversation with Johnny Lawrence.
Lots of wet spam.
Yeah. Too much. Too far. All right. So we'll be back tomorrow. Next episode of the Daily Cobra Kai podcast, talking Kicks Get Chicks. We are now officially we're halfway through the season. We've got halfway down, halfway more to go. Jason will be back. Make sure you're subscribed. PostyourRecaps.com/CobraKaiPod. Keep up with the daily shenanigans, or just check us out in the main Post Show Recaps feed as well. I'm at Round Howard on Twitter. You can email us, josh@postshowrecaps.com. That's josh@postshowrecaps.com. You can come hang out in the Post Show Recaps Patreon Discord with us as well, patreon.com/postshowrecaps, to talk Cobra Kai and so much more. We will be back very soon with our episode 6 recap. Until then, everybody, take care. Bye-bye.